After 6 months of trying to help Ken Nyrene, the Bayfield County Housing Authority had sheriff's deputies evict him from his subsidized apartment. County Aging Unit Supervisor Carrie Linder says the 94-year-old refused to disclose all of his assets, including the contents of his bank safe deposit box. So Linder says they couldn't look the other way.
If you do it for one, you do it for all. And is that going to keep the Housing Authority solvent? These are taxpayers' dollars that we are stewards of.
Although he was offered a free hotel room, he chose to sleep on the floor of a local tavern. He says the contents of his safe deposit box are no one else's business.
Why should I be forced to divulge my safe deposit box?
The safe deposit box, is that what you got for being injured in World War II?
Well, I won't even say what I have in there.
County Veterans Office Director Nancy Brady says they gave him seven choices of places to live, all away from Port Wing, but he refused.
I'll do everything I can for him. You know, within my realm, when a person makes choices, and he's his own person, I have to respect that.
Nyrene is staying with an elderly widow in Port Wing now, but this is only temporary. He's hoping the Veterans Administration will take care of him.
If I could find a VA place where I could have my own room and associate with other GIs, I might consider something like that, but I don't want them to put me in bed and forget me.
Brady says that won't happen. She's still checking in on Mr. Nyrene. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.